Over the past few weeks, we've talked about a number of challenges that South African farmers and agribusinesses face. And one of the challenges that has been topical is the foot and mouth disease that is affecting our livestock industry. And the livestock is quite substantive when you're thinking about its share in South Africa's gross value added or in South African farming economy. It accounts for nearly half of the South African farming economy. And of course, that's when it is combined with the poultry industry. And at the moment, the foot and mouth disease has spread in a number of provinces, but not across all livestock, in a few farms that have now been quarantined. And hopefully, after all of the vaccination drive that is underway, we will start to see some improvements. But the downside of it is that we are actually shut out of a number of export markets. And of course, the red meat industry in South Africa has been on this journey of establishing itself as a key exporter in important markets in Asia, important markets in the African continent, and of course, thinking about how to deepen our access also within the EU over time. And I think now the frequent occurrence of the animal diseases does disturb us a bit in that journey. In the past, when we had these outbreaks, we have seen our exports declining. In fact, one of the sharpest outbreaks we had was in 2022. At the time, for the first time, six of our nine provinces were affected by the foot and mouth disease, and that led to the exports temporarily blocked in a number of markets, and the export volumes were down by 19% on a year-on-year basis at the time. It was only later on where we saw the export opening up in a number of markets, and we were just on that recovery period when we were hit by these current outbreaks. But with all of this going on, one then would have worried to think about what is the sentiment looking like in the South African agricultural sector. And one of the key indices we use to measure the sentiment is what we call the AgBiz IDC Agribusiness Confidence Index. It's a composite index from 0 to 100, and it helps us in assessing how the conditions and the operating conditions look like, both at the farming side as well as on the agribusiness side. This past week, we released the second quarter results of this index, and they showed that it actually fell from 70 points in the first quarter, which was an exceptionally high level because of the optimism that was there in the sector on the back of excellent rains and the recovery spirit from the 2024 drought. And it fell to 65. Now, 65 and the decline in sentiment is not something that we desire, but 65 points is still fairly decent, because how we interpret it is that any figure that is above the 50 in benchmark index point signals that there's optimism in the sector. And if it is below that 50 points, that's where there's pessimism and we start to worry about what's going on in the sector. The survey was done in the second week of June, and it covered agribusinesses from a whole range of subsectors and the provinces in the country in order for us to have a full view of this. And for people who haven't been following it for quite some time, I can give you comfort to say this is an indicator that has been running since the early 2000s. And it's used by a number of government agencies and organizations and departments, as well as the financial institutions and the others, to gauge the health of the South African farming economy. They utilize this index. The index can also be a key indicator for two things. One, on fixed investment, it does tell us about what the trend of fixed investment in the South African agricultural sector will look like. The second aspect is about growth. It can also signal what the sector's performance will look like. So as long as it is still above 50 benchmark point, we can gain comfort that the recovery in the sector is still there. The decline, though, that 50 points to 65 was not only because of the foot and mouth disease. There's a number of other aspects that the respondents in our surveys were telling us. And one of those was the challenging trade environment, global trade environment. And this matters because we are in an agricultural sector that, as I typically say, export-oriented, we export about half of what we produced last year. This was about $13.7 billion, so close to $14 billion US dollars each year. So the trade policy, what happens internationally, matters for prosperity of the sector. And since the U.S. started putting on all of these tariffs, and yes, the U.S. is not a big market for South Africa's agriculture, it accounts for about 4% of the South African agricultural exports. But that 4% is concentrated in a few industries. You have table grapes, you have citrus, wine, nuts, being some of those products that we export to the U.S. that are concentrated on that. And 4% isn't just anything, because that's almost half a billion U.S. dollars. So it's a lot of money that is there. So we do want to retain that U.S. market. But I think generally the polarization around trade policy has been something that has kept everyone worried about where the path forward will be. Because the U.S., yes, they are using tariffs, but you have other markets with long-standing challenges. Think about the EU, for example. One of the challenges that South Africa has been experiencing in the EU are the non-tariff barriers. In the citrus industry, there's something that is called false codling moth that has been at the forefront, and the EU has used that in a way to limit South Africa's participation in the EU market. So it remains one of those key things that are there. So we worry about trade policy from the tariff perspective, but also in terms of the non-tariff barriers. That's something that we're hearing a lot of the respondents in this survey signaling. But it didn't end there. The other aspect that people are worried about are the geopolitical tensions, especially what we are seeing unfolding in the Middle East. It's a worry for many people as to what that means for the stability globally, as well as just the general global demand for a number of products that we as South Africa's agriculture produce that will go up to the market. It's something that a lot of people are thinking about. And generally, or in terms of the imports, I mean, oil price is important for the farming sector. Fuel, in fact, accounts for almost, as an example, 13% of the grain farmers' input costs. So making sure that the stability input costs remain fairly affordable, fertilizer prices remain fairly affordable, and the global logistics in general remain fairly stable are some of the key things that we want and that were in people's mind at the time when they were doing and carrying out this particular survey. So that's what led to that decline in amongst other aspects that they have signaled. But I will say that 65 points, and I must emphasize this, is still very decent. If you ask then, why are we sitting at 69 points? What was it that has actually kept the sentiment in the farming sector still at a fairly decent levels? And one thing about that is the favorable rainfall that we have received. Because the favorable rains, the positive they have brought is actually supporting the agricultural conditions and leading to a decent output. We've seen, for example, that in the table grape industry, the output is looking decent. If you look at the citrus industry, the output is looking decent across all fruits. We also see that in grain production, the output is looking decent, double digit compared to where we were last year. It's a year of a recovery. So these favorable domestic production conditions are the ones that are supporting this. Even in a wine production output, we see that the wine grape harvest is larger than the previous year. And this then already signaled to us that we are heading to a better and an excellent season ahead. So if you combine then these aspects, you could have an idea that, yes, this is a recovery period, but it will be an uneven recovery, in part because of these difficulties that are faced by the livestock industry. The index in general, the Agribusiness Confidence Index, is about 10 sub-indices. And if you look at the second quarter, you realize that about six of these declined mildly. And its aspects such as the turnover, net operating income, general economic conditions, market share of the index, those are the ones that have actually declined, but declined mildly, and contributing then to these 5 points decline for the factors that I have just explained. But there are others that are unchanged, such as the unemployment, capital investments, and general agricultural conditions. And on capital and investments, if one had just looked at the tractor sales in South Africa, the tractor sales have been quite decent since the start of the year. In fact, they've been positive since the start of the year, which then signal this optimism that is already there in the sector. So in essence, how I would sum up the results of the second quarter index, I would say we are in an upbeat recovery year. But an uneven one. The livestock industry is the one that struggles. The geopolitical tensions are a concern. Trade, international trade environment is a concern. But also this speaks to what South Africa should be doing and continue to do, which is the expansion of the export markets to China, India, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, amongst others. But the expansion to these markets should not be at the expense of some of the key and hard-earned markets that we're participating in the African continent, in the EU, in the UK, Asia, Middle East, Americas, amongst others. So we have to be consistently in those markets, while at the same time, of course, we are thinking about how to interact with the other markets elsewhere. And with that, folks, let me end it there. That's what I wanted to talk about this week, really reflecting on the optimism that is still there, but at the same time signaling that the recovery that we have been talking about, it will be an uneven recovery. And with that, let me thank the folks that help in putting this together. That's Richard Humphrey, Sam Kokeli, Nelisiwe Chabalala, and Amanda Murimba. Follow me on socials at Wandile Slobo and follow the podcast at Mkokeli Podcast, as well as our publisher, The Financial Mail. Thank you for listening.